Well, looks like we might very well have the scandal of all scandals in the world of college football. It broke earlier today with Dan Wetzel on Yahoo Sports saying in a column that a prominent booster had pretty much been running roughshod, paying players illegal benefits, paying coaches off. The column's at Yahoo Sports. It should be easy to find. And I read it today, and it makes me wonder, will this be the second school to get the dreaded NCAA death penalty? For those of you who don't know what that is, look up the late 80s and SMU in Dallas. Their program was reckless when it came to violations, and the NCAA basically put the death penalty in, which basically means your program doesn't play competitive college football for 2 years, essentially ruining your program. SMU has not been the same since. I think they've been to like one, maybe two bowl games in the last couple of years, I think. Those are the first ones they've been to since the death penalty. They are nothing compared to what they were in their heyday in the late 70s, early 80s. They were big. They were contending for a national championship. They were huge. I remember as a kid watching them play Texas in a big game on CBS. In Dallas Stadium. They were getting bigger crowds than the Cowboys were at the time. And then this came along. The death penalty. And they've not played in any place bigger than I think the Cotton Bowl since then. And now Miami faces what could very well be a similar situation. They've had a lot of violations in the past. So there's evidence that those violations that are coming out now could be the most egregious since SMU. Now, a lot of pundits are saying, no, the NCAA wouldn't do the death penalty for this. Well, think about it. Miami's sort of had a reputation for three decades as being an outlaw program. The Oakland Raiders, so to speak, of the college football world. And if the NCAA isn't Pete Rozelle, they could conceivably send a message saying, you get out of line, we'll destroy your program. And if that happens, Miami will never be the same again. Those prime recruits will leave to go to Florida, Florida State, Georgia, South Carolina, wherever. South Florida will benefit from it, perhaps. I don't think they're going to benefit at all, and that effectively takes a main reason why Miami was even in the ACC to begin with, as a football power. And just go ahead and read the column if you're interested. It's at Yahoo Sports, and you're going to be stunned at the level of brazenness that this Shapiro guy had. He was involved in this Ponzi scheme, stealing money left to right. And a lot of it wound up in the hands of Miami University and some players, including the Carolina Panthers' John Beeson. It could get very, very ugly. And I just have this bad feeling. As much I'm not a big fan of Miami, I don't want to see a program go through what SMU did. And I think though that somebody's going to be made an example of. It won't be Ohio State. It won't be Alabama. It won't be the traditional powers. It'll be a power that's relatively still new on the scene, and that will probably be Miami. That's the way it rolls sometimes. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.